Hey, this is Chris, and I'm back with another episode of TC Talks, and I am with a lady in London, and that is the one and only Julie Falconer. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Chris.
And we're going to talk a little bit about what you do and how you have what most people would consider to be a dream job, how you turn your passion into a job, and just how's it going? So you've been doing it 11 years, right?
Yeah, it'll be 11 years in August.
And what is this it? What do you do? How would you describe it?
Well, I run a blog called A Lady in London, so that's the main gist of it. And then I do a lot with social media to support what I'm doing with the blog, and it all takes up all of my time.
Okay, wow. All of your time.
Pretty much.
you are in London, obviously.
I am.
Kind of like me, you've got a far west London accent.
I do.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from San Francisco.
Okay.
I came to London almost 11 years ago, so right after I started the blog.
Wow. So you actually started in the US?
I did, yeah. I knew that I was moving to London, so I started the blog when I was in the process of moving and getting my life sort of set up in the visa process and all of that.
Why did you move? What?
Used to be a banker, and I hated it.
I got
fed up and quit my job one day, and then I knew that I wanted to be in this part of the world because I liked Europe. And so at the time, unfortunately it's not true anymore, but at the time it was easy for Americans to get visas to live and work in the UK. So
it's a different world then.
Yeah, very different. Yeah. So I thought, well, I'll go for 2 years and then I'll come back. And now it's been 11 years and I haven't left yet.
Okay, and you're smiling too. I don't think I've ever seen you not smiling. So, and I've known you
for a
probably
long
not
time.
All the 11 years, but probably close to it.
Yeah.
I think you more than me. We're pioneers, kind of.
I think you were too.
You're one of the first people I remember who was really doing it and had it as a career. Everybody else was, oh, I do whatever during the day, and then this is a side project, or I'm an actual journalist, but then sometimes I do, you know, and you just, you went for the blog, you went for the social media.
I did, so. Yeah. I went professional in 2010, so it feels like ages ago now.
Excellent. Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so professional means you are regularly writing writing blog posts about things to do in London, things to do around the world, right?
Exactly, yeah. So the blog is about London and it's also about travel all over the world. So professional basically means it's my full-time job. I publish twice a week on the blog and the rest of my time is spent doing all the supporting activities with social media, doing partnerships and sponsorship deals and things like that.
Okay. And that's how you... we don't have to get too into this, but that's how you make money, through sponsor.
Exactly, it's a
content.
Mix of advertising, sponsored content, that kind of thing, yeah.
Okay, and you find, maybe I'm asking this more personally for my own use, but do you find that takes up a lot of time, sort of the admin and reaching out and emails?
Yeah, it's a lot of back and forth with emails, kind of nailing down all the details and things like that, but it's worthwhile, obviously. Supports the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And so you are a lady in London, but you're also a lady in fill in the blank. You travel a lot. How often do you think you travel?
Gosh, it depends on the month. Some months, maybe once. And other months, I'm gone almost the whole month. So in April, I was gone almost the whole month in Central America and then the Caribbean.
Oh, nice.
And this month, I've only been gone for 4 days in Normandy. So it really depends.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's kind of like me, too, I think. You got favorite places?
It's always a tough question because I think I like different places for different things. So I usually say... For beaches, I love the Maldives.
Okay.
For natural beauty and kind of landscapes, I love Namibia and Chile.
Mm-hmm.
For cities, I'm very biased, but I love San Francisco, London, obviously, Hong Kong.
Okay.
But, you know, ask me again tomorrow and I could give you a different answer.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Wow. And... Yeah, so you love travel? Did you see like an opening, you know, like 11 years ago, this new opportunity, new field? I mean, why did you decide, you hated banking, obviously you're sane, you figured that out. You could have gone in so many different directions from there. Why this?
Well, I wish I could take more credit for it, but I started the blog just as a hobby. I had a blog for a few years before that. And so when I was moving overseas, I thought, oh, well, a blog would be a nice way to keep in touch with family and friends back home while I'm gone, and never imagined it would be anything more than that, partly because blogs weren't really anything more than that back then. But then a couple years later, the blog had gotten enough of a following. It was something I could take seriously, and blogging had become something you could monetize. And so that was when in 2010, I decided to do it full time.
Okay. Very, very cool. And yeah, over this decade then, what kind of changes have you seen?
Huge changes. Yeah. It's amazing how different it is now. I think partly because more and more bloggers are starting blogs now with the idea of monetizing or being professional about it, whereas back when I started, it was always just hobbies. And so it's, you see much more sort of, again, professionalism being put in right from the get-go, people putting a lot more thought into even just something like the name of the blog or into the structure. Yeah, exactly. I didn't either. I thought a lady in London never realized I'd be traveling all over the world too. And so I think I see people being much more thoughtful, much more business-oriented about it, even if they're not going to monetize, they're just thinking about it much differently.
Julie, they're learning from our mistakes.
Exactly.
From my mistakes.
I like to think at least that's one benefit of all the mistakes I made, is people can learn from them.
Well, one thing I've seen that's different was when I first started out blogging and everything, it was like, well, one, there was a small gaggle of people in London.
Yes.
You would see them sort of going wherever. But the other thing was, it was almost sort of like an introverted sort of thing,
right.
You know? People wanted an interface. They wanted to be anonymous. And this was a way to share your passion or your expertise without having to put yourself out there. And now it feels like it is exactly the opposite.
Right.
I guess Instagram's a little, I mean, have you noticed that?
I mean, when I started, I was blogging anonymously. Technically, I still do. I don't have my name on the blog, but it's out there everywhere anyway now. But I definitely started it with the sort of idea that it wasn't going to be something you could trace back to me necessarily.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And now I don't think you can really get around that very easily.
No, it's interesting. I guess I think it is maybe Instagram that changed that more than anything.
A bit, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know.
That could be too. Yeah.
Yes. So you were just in Normandy?
Yes.
What were you doing there?
I was there for work, so I was there with the tourism board and in Caen, and I was exploring the city. I did some bike riding around the coast, which was really nice. Did some D-Day kind of war memorial stuff. It was a really nice
storming
trip.
Storming the beaches?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think I ate all the butter in Normandy.
Really?
And I have no regrets.
Oh my god, that sounds great. It's good butter. Yeah, and is food important too?
It is. I love to eat. So when I travel, that's a big part of what I like to do, is explore the cultures through the cuisine and through different types of food I can try.
And so you're going out there on these trips to gather intel, in a way, to share with people. So like someone would look on your blog to see things to do in Normandy or inspiration, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're going about, You can take this at whatever stage you want, but when you're going about creating a post or writing about a destination, are you thinking about are you just following your nose, what you love, or are you thinking, what would my readers want?
Yeah. Thankfully, it's a bit of both, because there's a lot of crossover between what I like and what they like, partly because that's obviously what I started writing about in the first place, so it attracted people who have similar interests. But I do always have my readers in mind, and whenever I have free time or have a say in what I do on an itinerary, I always do think about what would they want to see, what are the kinds of things that they've liked in the past, and what I think that they would be interested in this particular destination.
Okay. Who are your readers?
Mostly women.
Okay.
Probably another result of choosing a name, a lady in London.
Yeah, fair enough.
So mostly women.
My readers are all tikis.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. I like that. So mostly women, largely UK and US, although some Canada, Australia, a bit of Europe as well.
More UK, more US?
It depends. My traffic from Google is slightly more UK because of search. People are searching for things, usually London type things. My loyal subscriber base is slightly more US, and then the rest of it's a big mix.
Okay.
And it's age-wise fairly spread between kind of 20 to 45, but there's younger and older as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And in addition to the blog, you got the blog, you got your website. Are there more? How do you use social media, I guess, is the broad question I'm asking. I mean, do they just sort of augment what you do? Are they separate units of creation for you? Or?
A bit of both.
Okay.
I'd say largely, especially when I started out with social media, it was a way to get the word out about the blog and new blog posts and blog posts that are still relevant, even if they're older. And now it's a bit more even between social media being standalone kind of thing. Some people don't read my blog, but they follow me on Instagram, and that's fine too.
Right, yeah.
So I think it's a bit of a bit broader in terms of what I can do with social media now than just sort of marketing what I do with
a
blog.
Okay. And where are you going next?
Well, I have a couple of exciting trips coming up. I should be going back to Normandy again in September, which will be exciting. I am also going to San Francisco in November, December, which will be exciting.
2 months?
No, just for 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. Okay,
but
okay.
Spanning sort of end of November, beginning of December, which is exciting. I haven't been back home in almost 2.5 years, so it'll be amazing
That's
to go back.
Time.
Yeah. And then I have a friend's wedding I'm going to in Cape Town in March, so that should be amazing. Yeah, and I'm sure in the interim lots of other trips will come up.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be writing about all these places?
I will, yeah.
You're going to be writing about San Francisco from sort of a homegirl perspective?
Or? I haven't decided yet. Okay. I mean, every time I write about San Francisco, it's always sort of from a perspective of someone who's from there and knows the city as a local.
Right.
But I don't quite know what angle I'll take this time. So.
It's a lot different in some ways, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
It feels different. I mean, I never lived in San Francisco, but I've been going to it for decades, I guess. And just every decade, it's evolved a lot.
Yes.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad, I'll be honest. But it's just different than when I first started going.
Definitely, I think in the last 5 years even, there's been a lot of tech money going into the city for better or for worse. Some people think that's good, some people think that's bad, but it has changed the city a lot.
Sure. And so your family's still out there?
Not in San Francisco,
but
in West Coast.
Okay, very cool. And beyond the travels you've got planned, what is next?
In London, enjoying summer and soaking it up as much as I can. I love being here in the summer months because it's just the city comes alive with this energy and everyone's excited and happy and outdoors. So I'm having a picnic dinner with a friend tonight, so that should be exciting. And then hopefully the next few months it's going to be a lot of London, content-wise on the blog, content-wise on social media. I'm just excited to be telling people what you can do in London in the summer.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's so great to get these long days. The weather's nice today anyway, touch wood.
Exactly.
And thank you for being inside to talk with me
You're
on such
welcome.
A beautiful day. I'm the same. Yeah, I've been traveling nonstop this year, and it's just nice to be in London for the summer.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to change much for me. But great. Thank you. And if people want to find out more about you, where can they find you? AladyInLondon.com?
Yes. So AladyInLondon.com is the blog. And then I'm on Instagram as AladyInLondon, Twitter as AladyInLondon, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube. You can find me everywhere as AladyInLondon.
All right. Well, Julie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Before we close, just to say I'm a big fan, and I've learned from you over the years, so it's awesome to talk to you and just to see that, you know, some of these people I met early on are doing it. And doing it well and thriving. It's very exciting, so thank you.
Thank you.